Welcome to the Simply Financial Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Calandra. I recently came across a study done by Magnify Money. I'm not sure exactly who they are, but it spoke to a number of things that I know exist and I wanted to mention on today's show. And it's in regards to how insecure financially so many Americans are. It is very upsetting. So 2/3 of the survey folks said that they wouldn't be able to pay all of their bills if they didn't get their next paycheck, 2/3. And the number one expense that was cited as something they wouldn't be able to spend if they didn't, wouldn't be able to pay if they didn't get their next paycheck was housing, about 39%. Of respondents named that as the top thing they wouldn't be able to pay. Again, very disappointing. 71% said that they were concerned they didn't have enough money saved for emergencies. Conventional wisdom says, and this is something that we here at Elliott Wealth Management talk to our clients and prospective clients about, is keeping an emergency fund, some money on hand to cover unexpected expenses and emergencies. And generally, you want to have between 3 and 6 months money set aside as an emergency. But 54% of the respondents in the survey said they didn't have that. So these are kind of disappointing numbers. What surprised me the most in the survey, though, was that 31% of those making over $100,000 are living paycheck to paycheck also. So that's a little surprising. And it's, at least for me, an indication that those individuals have probably poorer money habits and some of their financial insecurity can likely be traced to their own decision-making and spending habits. That's not an exclusive answer, but I think generally that's some pretty good guidance. If you're making $100,000, there's probably lots of opportunities to get out of the paycheck-to-paycheck lifestyle. But again, that 31% of those making $100,000 living paycheck-to-paycheck surprised me the most. A few comments related to this, though, is number one, as I already said, this is kind of sad. It's depressing. I don't see this much in my practice as a certified financial planner. We are typically working with individuals that have had some success of winning with money, especially being able to make money in the marketplace and want to get help in building wealth. So I don't see a lot of this, and I think that's a little unfortunate because the skills, training, expertise, and experience that people that like I have would be beneficial to people that are struggling with money, I think. So that's the first point. Secondly, is my belief is that we live in a very dynamic economy. The American economy, although flawed, still is a model for the world. And I believe today that hard work and good decision making can allow someone to improve their financial wherewithal and build wealth over time. I truly believe that to my core. And what you see is that some people that are living paycheck to paycheck now will not always live paycheck to paycheck. I'm 51 years old now. I've worked for a long time. This upcoming month will be my 30th year in the industry. But in the early days of my career, when I started out after just graduating from college, I lived paycheck to paycheck. Money was tight. And there were other periods during my career when you had rough years for one reason or another. So just because somebody's paycheck to paycheck today doesn't mean they'll always be paycheck to paycheck. And I think if you're listening and you reflect on your life, that there's probably times when money was better than other times. So I think it can be a mistake to look at these numbers, as disappointing as they are, and extrapolate out that those people will be in that position all the time. They typically are not, because we live in a dynamic economy where people move up and down the economic ladder quite a bit over their lifetimes. Although, with that said, there are certain people, and this is the saddest element, there are certain people that on multi-generations will be at the lower end of the economic system, and that is very, very upsetting for the country, and I think a real shame. So that's the second point. The third point is that some of this, I think, can be attributed to poor money habits, just ignorance of how money works, and sometimes about how to make money in the economy. It could be that there is a lack of work ethic. There could be that someone doesn't put enough emphasis on education. I'm not just talking about classically being in school, middle school, high school, college, but even just learning on the job, learning what it takes to be successful in a given field. I think that's part of it. Bad money habits can certainly be attributed, in my opinion, as I alluded to earlier, for individuals that are making $100,000 or more and have that financial insecurity. They often are going to have poor money habits, and a change in behavior, being more intentional and disciplined about money, will likely lead to more success. Getting educated about how money works will probably be very helpful. And so that's the third point, poor money habits. And then the fourth, and this is related to point number three, is in my experience, having observed this over, again, my 30-year career, a certain amount of this can be chalked up to keeping up with the Joneses. People will spend money faster than they make it and recklessly spend money to consume vacations, cars, expensive meals, clothes, toys, gadgets, and so on. And that is a huge impediment to building wealth. And so you see this a lot. And again, I'm not trying to pick on anybody in particular or be a holier-than-thou kind of person, but it amazes me when you think of vehicles. And I've done some episodes that talk about the amount of car debt that's in the average American household is astounding, and it is negative in thinking about building wealth, is that a lot of households make a good amount of money, but if you're spending more than you make, especially because of lifestyle decisions, it's difficult to get ahead, and then you're putting yourself in a position to be paycheck to paycheck, and it's within your control, perhaps, to improve that. Maybe not magically overnight, but through intention and better money habits, you can claw your way, build your way back up to a better financial situation. I've worked with lots and lots of clients over the course of my career, and even individuals that are amongst the wealthiest that I've consulted and worked with over the years, they will talk about the lean years, about mistakes they've made, about their evolution, how to get smarter here, there, and everywhere, how they needed some help to get some good advice, other professionals, either employees or people they met, mentors, financial planners, attorneys, accountants. So I think the fourth point is a key one. A lot of people are caught up in the keeping up with the Joneses, and they live above their means. And again, it's related to money habits, but I think that is often an impediment to people getting out of the cycle, living paycheck to paycheck. So that's our discussion for today in today's episode. I appreciate you listening to this episode of the Simply Financial Podcast. I will be back with you very soon on the next episode. In the meantime, check out ElliottWealth.com. There you could see more information about me, the team, how we help with clients. You could also sign up for a consultation, a complimentary consultation, if you're inclined to do so. And I always ask to subscribe to the podcast. If you haven't already, that would mean a lot to me. So thank you. Again, I'll be back with you on the next episode very soon.
The views expressed are not necessarily the opinion of SagePoint Financial Incorporated and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities mentioned herein. Investing is subject to risks, including loss of principal invested. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit nor protect against loss. Please note that individual situations can vary. Therefore, the information should be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Please note, the information being provided is strictly as a courtesy. When you link to any of the websites provided here, you are leaving this website. We make no representation as to the completeness or accuracy of the information provided at these websites, nor is the company liable for any direct or indirect technical or system issues or any consequences arising out of your access to your use of third-party technologies, websites, information, and programs made available through this website. When you access one of these websites, you are leaving our website and assume total responsibility and risk for your use of the websites you are linking to. Securities and advisory services are offered through SagePoint Financial Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC, insurance services offered through Elliott Wealth Management, LLC, not affiliated with SagePoint Financial.